Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. It has been an amazing week. We've got to do some phenomenal things with asparagus, but like all Fridays, we got to do the last recipe. But I promise it's going to be delicious and it's going to be very nutritious. And what I love so much about this dish is we don't need to have any meat in this dish at all or any protein. Let the asparagus speak for itself. The very first thing you need to do is just go to www.foodietv.com and go to my pasta segment so you can see how to make the pasta from scratch. If you don't want to do pasta from scratch, any pasta will work. I prefer penne pasta just because it's that much better and it works a little bit better with this dish. The very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add 2 tablespoons of Rosenthal Olive Ranch award-winning garlic Arbasana olive oil to a nice medium saute pan, about 10 to 12 inches. And then what we're going to do is add in 1 shallot, and I want the whole thing in there because shallot is such a delicious taste, 3 cups of small diced asparagus. And this is very important that we get this mixing around with the shallots because it's going to definitely have a unique flavor. What I'm going to add now are 5 button mushrooms that we're going to turn into mushroom slices. And I want you to just hold that. Keep your fingers back. Always remember, safety first. And we're going to run our knife right through. Tat, 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 tat. And we're going to go ahead and throw those mushrooms into the pan as well. Let that saute on a slow and low. And then we'll work it into a medium. But we don't want to take it past a medium. Once that sautés for about a good 7 minutes and everything's starting to get a little bit translucent and the asparagus is starting to just get a little bit more bright green, seasoned to taste with salt and pepper, I am going to add in there 2 tablespoons of honey. I prefer organic honey, but whatever you have in the cupboard should suffice well. Once you add in the honey, I want you to add in 1.5 cups of aged Parmesan. If you don't have aged Parmesan, any Parmesan you have should suffice. But I recommend aged because it has such a nuttier flavor and it does blend well. Then I'm going to add 2 cups of Organic Pastures raw cream. If you don't have raw cream, heavy cream should be okay. We're going to mix this in. We're going to let this reduce down. We're going to season to taste again with salt and pepper because flavors are changing. And we have to always keep in mind that as we add, as we take away, flavors do change. I promise you, this is such an unbelievable pasta dish because you're going to add whatever pasta you want to this. Like I said, www.foodietv.com if you want to see how to make a simple pasta. www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Come visit the website. See all the fun things we got going on, recipes of the days. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.